At 91.9 FM KPTZ, Port Townsend, I'm Diane Urbani de La Paz with local news and commentary for Friday, July 7th. The Seattle Times reported a heartwarming story this week. It all started last Saturday when 10 Washington State Ferry passengers were stranded at the Port Townsend ferry dock. High winds and rough seas had canceled the boat's last three trips to Whidbey Island that night, which was where the passengers were staying. They had walked onto the ferry to spend a nice day over here. Stuck for the night, they found that the hotels and vacation homes were booked solid. The stranded ones, who had no vehicles to sleep in, tried the Red Cross, the YMCA, and the sheriff's office, but no luck. The group of 10 could not camp at the ferry terminal because that is against regulations. Then a man appeared. B.G. Patterson, a ferry terminal worker who lives with his wife, Ariana, and their kids in Port Hadlock, had gotten wind of the passengers' plight. He said to them, quote, "You're all staying at my house tonight," end quote. Let's back up a little. BG had called Ariana around 9 p.m. when the ferries announced that the last sailing would be canceled and asked her if they could host a couple in their 60s. The Patterson family's house is 1,300 square feet, but they've had foster children in the past and could squeeze in some guests. Ariana said, "We have enough space for two, no big deal." Then BG called back and said, "We have 8 or 9 other people." And she said, "Oh." Ariana also said that most of the passengers were older than 60 and traveling in groups, so she felt safe having them stay at her house. From their foster parenting days, the Pattersons had plenty of blankets, so the 10 travelers and their host family settled down and were asleep by midnight. BG got up early Sunday and drove to Farms Reach Cafe, the Chimicum restaurant the Pattersons own, and made pastries and brewed coffee for everybody. Then, starting at 7 a.m., BG began shuttling their guests back to the ferry terminal in his pickup. "We're just happy they were off the street last night," Ariana said Sunday morning, shortly after BG brought the last ones back to Port Townsend to catch the ferry. The Housing Solutions Network is asking everybody, including those who are secure in their housing, to fill out the Evans Vista Public Outreach Survey. Evans Vista is a 14-acre parcel off of Sims Way in Port Townsend. The city purchased it, planning to have it developed into mixed-income workforce housing. "This survey is an important opportunity," the Housing Solutions Network says. "Taking the survey is a way to express our housing needs and dreams and help shape the Evans Vista neighborhood." The deadline to fill out the survey is this Monday, July 10th. A link to it can be found at housingsolutionsnetwork.org. And you can always find these web addresses in the transcript of the local newscasts at kptz.org. The Cable House Canteen at the beach at Fort Worden has a new crew moving in. Batch Brothers, the operation that has become known for its burgers and other delicacies at Lila's Kitchen, is relocating to the fort. When I asked when the new location would open, the reply was definitely by the end of the month. This week, the Port Townsend Film Festival announced it will present a concert by the folk rock duo Indigo Girls. The show at Fort Worden State Park's McCurdy Pavilion will happen in the middle of this year's film festival on September 25th. Tickets will go on sale this coming Wednesday, July 12th, via Centrum, which is partnering with the Port Townsend Film Festival to host the concert. The festival, in person from September 21st through 24th, and online the 25th through October 1st, will feature two Indigo Girls-related films. More about the festival awaits at ptfilmfest.com. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon and 5, Monday through Friday, and at noon on Saturday. You can contact us through news@kptz.org. This is Diane Urbani de La Paz. Thanks for listening.